Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, May 29th, 2021. So, did you do the crossword?
Oh boy, did I do the crossword.
Uh-huh.
No.
What were your thoughts?
I thought it was really hard.
Yeah, me too. And I have the time to show it.
Oh yeah? How long?
3 hours, 21 minutes, 56 seconds. Now, to be fair, most of those 3 hours, 21 minutes, and 56 seconds were last night.
Uh-huh.
And I think the 56 seconds was this morning when I looked at it and said, well, that's that, and just finished it.
Uh-huh.
And I probably should have stopped about an hour earlier last night. But, it was. How long did it take you?
59:56, so almost exactly 1 hour.
Wow. Well, that's pretty good.
4 seconds less than 1 hour.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, but oh, man, I can't believe I did it. I got it done, and I still can't believe I did it. Because
mm-hmm.
when I started it last night, and I just, I didn't know any of these answers. And so I was just really kind of nervous that I wasn't going to be able to do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I maybe got 5 words put in, and I didn't know if they were right or not. Some were and some weren't. But then today, this morning, I worked on a little and got it done.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I struggled everywhere last night.
Oh, yeah.
But I almost got it in good shape last night. But the top left corner, one across, protection of a protagonist for narrative purposes in slang, plot armor.
Yeah, I never heard that.
Yeah, and I had all sorts of variations on a theme before I got to plot armor.
Uh-huh. Yeah, some of these clues were just really way out there, I thought. Just very obscure. And, of course, now that I look back on it, I'm like, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. But
right.
But some of them are just really, really obscure.
Mm-hmm. Well, even still in that corner, annual June celebration, I was like, Father's Day? And it turns out it's Pride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for a while, for some reason, I thought it was, 15 across, the second letter of Pride, the R. So 15 across was get in the pool, say. So I thought it had something to do with wading. I had like Wade Shore. I'm not sure why Wade Shore would make sense, but it doesn't make as much sense as ride share,
right?
Which is a totally different kind of pool.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah.
And it just led me down the garden path.
Uh-huh. 7 down, bunch of hipsters was man bun.
Yes.
I mean, that was way out there, but I mean, it makes sense. Bunch of hair,
yes,
that hipsters wear, so man bun, but.
Well, now the one next to it, use Uber Eats or DoorDash, say, order in.
Mm-hmm.
That one, if you didn't get that, you were going to have trouble, but
yeah.
I got that, and that sort of served as my anchor for the rest. I did not know 6 down, 4-time Emmy winner from Coney Island, New York, Rhea Perlman.
Yep.
But I got some of it, and I sort of guessed at the name. I must have known it subconsciously.
Uh-huh.
Do you know Rhea Perlman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that as an answer when you saw the clue?
No, but I got enough letters that I figured out it was her.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize she had won 4 Emmys. But, she was on Cheers, the TV show Cheers.
Never watched
She's
it.
She's married to Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, in that still in that same corner, 4 down, brim. I had edge.
I put edge for a while, but it didn't work.
Yeah, then it turned out to be team.
Team, yes.
Yeah, there were a whole bunch of words that didn't work. Even 2 down, I had the T-E-R of 2 down, so I thought, and 2 down was about 2/3 of a 7-Eleven double gulp. I said water.
Oh.
But it turns out to be liter.
Uh-huh.
So at some point, I was even entertaining quart because I was sort of getting desperate there. 24 uh-huh. across. Chuck at a high speed. It's Jaeger.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to figure out how to spell Jaeger, because I wanted to spell it Y-A-E-G-E-R.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then eventually I got it Y-E-A-G-E-R. But that area was sort of tough. Rum-soaked treats, 10 across, Baba's.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did know that one.
And they've Baba's. Used that before.
Yeah.
Not lately, but...
Uh-huh.
And then 11 down, first of a series was Alpha, mm-hmm. which they also might have used. Caulking might prevent them. Air leaks.
Uh-huh.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
That area wasn't as bad as I thought the top left. Mm-hmm. This is the top right now.
Mm-hmm. 30 across. Nickname for a toy.
Oh, Peek.
Peek. Like a Pekingese.
Yes.
Yeah. That was kind of out there.
I got that because 30 down was goad, and I was thinking that that was prod. And so I had it starting with a P, and so I was able to sort of work through that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, 33 across, key arrangements made for house sitters. The answer was spares.
Uh-huh.
And that took me a while because 34 down, fruit rich in antioxidants and vowels. That's cute. I had kiwi.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And you couldn't really do much with kiwi in there.
No.
And it certainly ruined 40 across.
Oh, that was obscure.
Big names in the news. So I thought it was hot draws.
Oh.
Don't ask me why, but it's sort of like a draw, and it would be like a hot draw. But It turned out to be the
masthead.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was sort of... That was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then that led to 40 down. Low key was modest.
Uh-huh.
And I liked how they had 40 down. The clue was low key. And then 44 across, father of, and I'm going to mispronounce this, Jormungandr. And the answer was low key.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Which is coming June 7th.
I knew you'd be excited when you saw that.
I just saw the new trailer for it. It's mm-hmm. looking better and better.
Yeah.
I did. Did you know 49 across, ginger at a sushi bar? Gary, G-A-R-I?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. And in fact, that ran into, I think, the most challenging part for me, exclamation point, 24 down, exclamation popularized by Die Hard, yippee-ki-yay. It's like, how do you spell that?
Yeah, I had that same problem. I got the yippee. But the kaye, I wasn't, especially the yay, you can spell yay a lot of different ways. So.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know 48 across, source of honeydew?
Was an aphid.
Aphid.
I thought like a honeydew was a sort of watermelon or...
Well, it is a melon.
Okay.
But I guess I don't really understand what honeydew is by itself.
I don't think I want to have any if the source uh-huh. is aphids.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean that one, so that, because... I had AP, and I thought, oh, it's apple, because it's like, I wasn't quite sure how that was going to work, but I certainly didn't know 28 down, blind optimist's downfall. The answer was false hope.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, 54 across, giving us the second to last letter, the P of hope, Dummkopfs. So for Dummkopfs, I started off with dolts.
So did I.
Then I went, I bet you didn't go to this one next, doofs, D-O-O-F-S.
No.
Then I went to dodos.
Oh.
And then finally I got to dopes. I'm like, boy, there are a lot of words that start with D that mean Dummkopf.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I was like, I just kept churning through. And then 56 across, email blank. So this is the very last letter of false hope. I had the AL, and I thought, oh, it's an email alias. But it turned out to be an email alert.
Uh-huh.
That
corner, 35 down, source of vibranium in the Marvel Universe.
Wakanda.
Was Wakanda, but I spelled it with an O. So
yes.
I didn't get my happy music, and then I'm looking, and I thought, oh, what's that word, ophid? Source of honeydew, ophid. I said, oh, it must be aphid, but I didn't realize that was mm-hmm. where you get honeydew. But then Wakanda, and then that solved it there.
Yeah, it looks like, I mean, considering, I presume it is a made-up word and there really isn't a Wakanda. I mean, I know there is
vibranium.
I know there is vibranium. I mean, that's a fact. But I don't know.
Vibranium?
Yes.
No.
Of course. You find it in Wakanda. But the my last letter was a 49 across Ginger at a sushi bar, Gary, because I had it as Gara at some point. And I also didn't know 43 down Montana, e.g., informally, Niner.
Yeah.
That was that's hard.
Joe Montana.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that kind of Niner or that kind of Montana. You know, I was thinking of the state. And then I thought, oh, is there an SUV named Montana? Because I could envision that. There's Tahoe and, you know, but.
That would be good.
But yeah, but no, it was Joe Montana.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm trying to think what else was in the bottom right, 57 across lines of communication in schools, PA system.
Yeah.
I had the PAS and I was going to be like passing notes or pass notes.
Uh-huh.
But it was PA systems.
Uh-huh.
And that part wasn't too bad. But I just struggled. I, like I said, should have given up about 2 hours ago and just said, put it aside. And 25 across, timely question, when is it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything looks much easier after you know the answer.
Oh.
Just like, well, of course that's it. But it didn't seem like that at the time.
No, it didn't.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, this was by Adam Aronson.
Mm-hmm.
So good job, Adam. I don't begrudge you the 3 hours, 21 minutes and 56 seconds that I spent on this. In fact, I rather enjoyed it. And I think that's it for today.
Okay.
So thanks, everyone, for listening. And remember, if you want to drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
See you then. Bye-bye.